今天为大家带来的依然是丫头很早之前推荐的一首 Let the Games Begin。 各位好，欢迎收听《听歌学英语》，我是 Linda。 这首《让游戏开始吧》是电影《奔腾人生》的主题曲，被网友一致评价为魔性洗脑神歌。歌曲唱的是策马奔腾的青春和放荡不羁的游戏人生，节奏非常棒，一起来听听吧。 Let the Games Begin 送给大家。
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
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 Gonna
be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
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 A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin.
A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Go!
Begin. 音乐之后欢迎回来。 Be the kid for the win， 要做那个为胜利而生的孩子。我个人特别喜欢这一句歌词。以上是丫头点播推荐的让游戏开始吧，希望大家会喜欢。好，接下来我们听歌学英语。我们来看一下歌名。 Let the games begin. Let the games begin， 让游戏开始吧。今天要跟大家去复习一下 let 这个单词的用法。平时比如说我们想表达无意当中说起，或者漏口风，或者脱口说出了什么什么话，我们是可以用 let 这个单词来表达的。 Let fall something， fall 就是掉落那个单词。 Let fall something 意思就是无意当中提起，比如说他对这事儿啊只字未提，他对这件事情没露出一句话来。 He did not let fall a word about itFrom something he let fall, I believe they're planning to redesign the machine. 从他透露的这个话里看呢，我想这些人是想要打算重新设计这一台机器了。听他的口风，我觉着 他们是打算重新设计这台机器。From something he let fall, I believe they are planning to redesign the machine. 再来看一个短语 Let go, 大家应该都比较熟悉了，表示放弃或者放手，比如该忘掉过去了。It's time to let the past go. It's time to let the past go. 这句话也可以变成 It's time to let go of the past. It's time to let go of the past. 好，接下来再看一个句子。Let yourself go. 让你自己走。不是的，这个短语它是表示放松、随心所欲，或者不修边幅、不注重仪表。比如Come on, enjoy yourself. Let yourself go. 哎呀，尽情的玩吧，你放松放松下来，玩个痛快吧。再听一句，这句话我们之前听到过的，就是说他失业以后就不修边幅了，就不太注重个人的这个外表仪表了。He has let himself go since he lost his job. He has let himself go since he lost his job. 再来。Let it go at that. Let it go, 让它走 at that. At 表示地点的这个小助词啊。At that, 在那儿。在那儿就放它走吧。这个短语的意思是不再多说什么，就到此为止。听两个例句。I don't entirely agree, but I'll let it go at that. 我不完全同意，但也就这样子吧。I thought she was hinting at something, but I let it go. 我觉得她是在暗示什么，但是我也没有再多问。我们再来看一个短语 Let somebody or something down 略逊一筹美中不足或者把轮胎的气给放掉、哦、这个短语跨度有点大、啊、两个意思表示美中不足和放弃的意思啊。听例句他法语说得很流利但美中不足的是发音不太好 She speaks French very fluently But her pronunciation lets her downBut her pronunciation lets her down. 但是呢，美中不足的是她的发音不太好。再来 ，Some kids has let my tires down. 一些孩子把我的轮胎给放了气。轮胎这个单词听一下 ，T-Y-R-E, tires, tire. 好，再来看一个短语 ，let somebody off with something.这个短语的意思是不惩罚、放过、宽恕、从轻处罚。比如 ，She was let off with a warning. 她被从轻处罚，只是受了个警告。She was let off with a warning. 好了，以上就是关于 let 相关的一些短语的用法了。最近比较抬举自己啊，开始在工作或者学习的时候播放自己录制的节目，复习一些单词的用法。感觉好像还是有点用的那希望Linda 每一期节目的内容对大家的这个英语学习也有些许少少的帮助吧好了今天就聊到这里了我是 Linda 感谢亲爱的你们每一期的陪伴和收听 Love you guys I'll see you next time Just up here on the right side Two more for the road Sometimes When that game hits the wrong vibe You take it homeI'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people, I'ma keep on running this shit, let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people, I'ma be the kid for the win, let the games begin. The wind, let the games begin